producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. These two pages work one with another. I can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, again, Bradley Dean, double E. I can also jump over on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Get that right, please. Bradley Dean 1, double E. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, over the last 3 days, I have been intending to share with you the conversion of President Andrew Jackson, because we had a caller a couple weeks ago call in, and it sparked me up to actually show the conversion of the man that was saved by grace through faith, and that not of himself. It is the gift of God. But I'm going to push that back just for the sake of what's going on in our country again, because we see the criminal in chief again, friends, attempt to go after Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. Rights are that which God has given you. Rights are to you as the citizenry, friends. Thou shalt not to those that represent we the people, because they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Again, going back to the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. But before I get to that, I want to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media real quick, because I didn't get a chance to get to it yesterday. But if we go over there, friends, we got a lot going on again in our country. And I want to just kind of highlight some of the articles in which we have. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Muslims say they will make it legal to rape white Christian women. Folks, this is just over the top, and it's absolutely ridiculous. And when the Christians in this country begin to play the man, do keep in mind, we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Bible also tells us in Proverbs chapter 28, it tells us that the righteous are made bold as lions. And it also tells us that there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. And it was Dietrich Bonhoeffer that rightly said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. And that's exactly where we need to be, friends, because I'm sick and tired of these threats coming from these devils across the sea, friends, and those that mean to infiltrate our country. It's time for Christian men in this country to stand up and play the men, folks, because you're the most feared country in the world for the very purpose that you are those that are to fear God. Well, we're losing that today because we have a bunch of effeminate capitulators in the day of battle. Read Psalm 76 when you get a moment. But the fact of the matter is, it's not what we're made of. These colors don't run. And keep in mind what Elmer Davis rightly said, that this republic was not given unto us by cowards, and cowards will surely not preserve it. Friends, let's stand up to the label in which has been given unto us, folks. We're Americans. We're patriots. We uphold dying laws, and we don't succumb to corruption in government in any sense of the word. I also want to highlight the fact, friends, when we're talking about these Muslim devils, friends, just again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's so many articles on what's going on with these people, and again, how the criminal in the White House is attempting to open the doors wide to these people to infiltrate your country. And of course, it's a Trojan horse, but it's a Trojan horse, friends, that's been uncovered. So there's nothing that's taking place in your country that has not been taking place in the light of day. So there's no excuse. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also jumping over to ManPurchasesGoogle.com for just $12. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. UN resolution setting the perimeters for a Palestinian state. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. U.S. Marine calls a pro-sodomy homosexual bakery to request cake with Bible verses on it. You know, they told them, friends, it's $150 per letter. Folks, it's time to stand up and see what this whole radical homosexual agenda is all about, folks. It's a totalitarian system, friends, and you're being aimed at in every direction. If it's not by the atheists, all five of them, then it is the radical homosexuals, all 15 of them. And then when you begin to take a look at the communists, folks, all 25 of them, and then you begin to look at the Muslims, all 4.5 million of them in America, you're running from less than 1.6% of the population, and it's time that you begin to stand up and act like God-fearing Christians in this country, friends. It really is. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I can just hear somebody saying, are you reprimanding us? Yes, I am. I am. Because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people telling me, my wife, and my four kids go across the country fighting for our liberties, how glad we are that Bradley Dean, that you're out there in the good fight as they go back to live in their lavish lifestyles. I'm sick and tired of it. Folks, it's not good enough that there's one person doing it. It's good enough that there's less than 3% of the population that are calling on the God of Israel in Jesus' name and believing what he did for our forefathers, he can do it for us. And I know that you're out there, you good Christian men and Christian women. So let's gather together and let's do this thing. Because, again, what he did for them, he will do for us as well, because he's not a respecter of persons. And also keep in mind that God will give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you first have to stand up and fight the good fight of faith. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Historic foreign intelligence provider recounts what Muslims do and what they are really after. I don't care what they're after. I'm not here to highlight the evils of Islam, friends, in the sense of adding strength to our enemies. It's time that we start adding strength to who we are in Christ and let the enemies flee as it promises. Those that fear the Lord, the Bible tells us when they come out against us one way, they shall flee before seven ways. The Bible tells us that the people of the earth shall gather themselves together against us, but what's the answer from heaven, Psalm 2? The Bible tells us that the people of the earth shall fear them that fear the Lord. So, folks, we need to get this straight. And for 236 years in this country, people know why we are a feared nation. It's because of who our God is in Jesus' name. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, in wake of Oregon religious shooting, Obama immediately goes after gun rights. Well, hey, folks, you know, as they say, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, you know what, friends? Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, our right to bear arms shall not be infringed. There's no debate. I want to say that again, America. There's no debate. And what is he doing? He's jumping on the backs of who? The shooter at Umpqua Community College in Oregon. By the way, he's been identified as a Wiccan, and he's also been identified as an Islamic sympathizer. How come we're not talking about that? And, of course, we see the state-controlled narrative is to follow right behind the criminal-in-chief once again, friends. So over the last week, folks, we've uncovered these people for who they are. So it's time that we begin to stand up and lawfully deal with them because, friends, again, we have rights. And by the grace of God, we ain't moving, and we're not asking for permission from the devil to obey God. We're going to take a quick break, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to go back to what's important today. and put your feet upon the rock.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speaking of bravery, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, Roger Sherman, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history." And so, longer remain or remember that the country that they love, the institutions that they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Is that what you're seeing today in this country, friends? Nope, it's not. Are they out there? Absolutely, they're out there. No question about it. Ian Williams Goddard said this. He said, "A society whose citizens refuse to see and investigate the facts, who refuse to believe that their government and their media will routinely lie to them and fabricate a reality contrary to verifiable facts, is a society that chooses and deserves the police state dictatorship it's going to get." Right on. Here, let me say it this way. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will eat you. It's time to turn the television off. It's time to start putting to this administration the Constitution of the United States. It's time for the American people to start receiving some lawful answers to what's been going on in this country over the last 50 and 60 years. Remember what Senator John Glenn said. He said, "If we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, He said, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. You need to think about what they're saying. Look what's been going on in this country, friends. You serve a government. Yes, and I said that right. You serve a government that thinks that they're above the law, which makes it a tyrannical, arbitrary government, that sanctions murder in the womb. I mean, you guys just heard during the break, friends, the approval rating for the Supreme Court. It's the lowest it's ever been. Yeah, because people are waking up, but they're waking up too late, friends. Now, I do want to counter some of the things that people have said, that, you know, once we lose our right, it's impossible to actually get them back. That's not true, because our forefathers did it, and God reestablished, did he not? Yes. And if you want rights, you're going to have to fight for your rights. And we also know what the price of liberty is. It's eternal vigilance. But, friends, going back to my point here, you have a president, again, that is acting out in a foreign manner to this country day in and day out. After a shooting at a college, by the way, a gun-free zone, might I add, that college should be sued. It should be sued for violating your rights, America. Because to a criminal, it says, come in here and do whatever you want to do because we're disarmed. And the government doesn't have a right to overthrow or to usurp its authority concerning the rights that God has bestowed upon us. But if the American people don't know, well then, who cares? Hey folks, there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and the name of justice. And that's exactly what you're seeing the president do right now. You know, this needs to stop. You know, we need safer schools. So we need to disarm the American people. I mean, look to Australia. Look at those countries that are disarmed. Yeah, look to them. How's it working out for them, Barack? It's not. He doesn't, of course, want to talk about the fact that he's a Muslim sympathizer. We have pictures all over sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, of this shooter, this Wiccan Muslim sympathizer, and all the pictures of jihad on his website. He doesn't want to talk about that. He just wants to get you asking the wrong questions so he doesn't have to worry about giving you the right answers. This is what criminals do. Let me say this again. This was Charles D. Montesquieu. He said there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law in the name of justice. It sounds good. I want to look out for the people. I want a safer community. As he's advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. As he's advocating war in other nations, friends. It's not sleight of hands. You've done away with common sense when you can't see what this guy is, or this administration, or those that he works for, because he's just a little puppet on a string, too. You know, the Bible tells us that they that forsake the law praise the wicked. Let me say that again. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. But such as keep the law contend with them. See, in this administration, the reason you are where you're at today is because there are law abiders that are contending with the lawlessness that you're seeing concerning this administration. But going back to the shooter, friends, in Oregon, there isn't it interesting that it was a gun-free zone? In Missouri right now, there's a gun-free zone college that's being sued. Why are they being sued? Because the government had no right in the first place to come in and upend your Bill of Rights. And this is what needs to happen in colleges all across the country. When you put a gun-free zone sign on a college, you're inviting criminals to come in and commit crimes at will. Let me ask you something, friends. We know that the shooter died, or at least that's what we're told, correct? Well, the shooter, how did he die? He died in a gunfight. And who actually killed the shooter, and what did they use to kill him? Well, he got in a gunfight with the sheriff department, and the sheriff department, which was armed, took out the shooter. Can you imagine if that school would have had teachers and students strapping, how far do you think that shooter would have gotten? Oh, this is the guy that was walking around in the college yesterday, we're told, that was saying, so what religion are you? And then if you were a Christian, you were to stand up. And once he's seen that you would stand up, then he would say, good, because you're going to meet God in 1 second. And then he would shoot him dead right there. He was a Wiccan. He's a Satanist, friends. And he's also a Muslim jihad sympathizer. It was all over his website. Look at the dangerous ideologies. Why would a government that has been privileged to be in that position in the first place, that swore to uphold the Constitution, why would they accuse the Second Amendment for the crimes that they themselves are committing? You don't blame the Second Amendment. You blame the evil in the men that pulled the trigger. And then you can go back to the educational scheme in which the federal government has been indoctrinating your kids with, and then they can point the finger back at themselves. But pointing the finger back at themselves points it back at 318 million people that tolerate this. People need to think. I mean, it reminds me of what we talked about last week, friends. People who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. This was Pope Francis, who was hiding behind a bulletproof shield, driving down the street in a parade with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 strapping secret services and agents around him as he strolled down the street. Well, wait a second. Pope Francis said, people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians. Then why does he have armed guards around him? But they want to disarm you, you peasants. Folks, there is no debate. I'm going to keep reiterating the fact that there is no debate. This is what they want to do. They want to pull you into a debate so they can create more policies in an attempt to strip away your Second Amendment right, your God-given rights. That's all we've been hearing for the last, 70, 80, 90, 2000, last 50 years. I mean, you asked any farmer or any kid that was in public schools, namely in rural areas, in the 70s, there was never any of this gun debate talk, as they call it. They used to drive their pickups with shotguns in the back window. They'd go shooting squirrels or shooting quail or whatever the case is after school. They show their teachers their guns. It's the indoctrination, folks, of a foreign government that is getting people to believe what this criminal in chief is attempting to advocate. And he doesn't have the right to tear down the Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in his own image. And, folks, what is the history of the people that talk like this? Well, we know what the history of it is. I'm going to reiterate that when we get on the other side of this break here. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Guns? Good idea, friends. It deters crime, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Last shout-out, friends. Don't call at the last segment, please, 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting, folks, just going back to that. Every show that we have done over the last couple of weeks, they'll call in during the last segment. And we're not trying to be critical of our callers. We're just trying to let you know that we're trying to jam in as much information for the allotted time in which has been given. So if you call in before the last segment, it's always best. And if you'd like to do that, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm talking about the right to bear arms. And when I read Article 2 again, a well-regulated militia, again, friends, all males between 17 and 45, you are the militia. As a matter of fact, when you read the Constitution of the United States, you'll find that the militia works with governments concerning invasion or insurrection. So they're to work one with another. Not to be at war with one another, the way that the state-controlled narrative is set. Okay? But Article 2 is a well-regulated militia, which is, again, you, 17 to 45, all males, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, the rights of the people to keep and bear arms. It shall not be violated. So, folks, again, just going back, there is no debate. The state-controlled narrative, they can talk all they want. The president can whine all he wants as he's over in the UN, as he's arming ISIS overseas, as he's attacking other countries through our military unconstitutionally, as he's advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. Folks, come on. I want to go back to something Thomas Jefferson said, the third president. He said, this is great. The Constitution of most of our states and of the United States asserts that all power is inherent in the people. You are the government, America, is in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all time armed, to be at all times armed. Were those kids at that college in Oregon yesterday, were they armed? Nope. The government unlawfully usurped, encroached upon, and even stripped away the rights of those students to bear arms to protect themselves, in which our forefathers established. That college needs to be sued, just like the one in Missouri. We need to set the record straight. I also want people to understand that every time Barack Hussein Obama threatens the American people with more gun control, gun sales skyrocket. So he's undoing himself. But again, we're in the predicament that we're in today because America has forsaken their God. I'm not going to get away from that. It's a fact. I've been reading Ezekiel over the last couple days. Incredible. Read Ezekiel 5 and 6. Incredible. That's exactly where America is at today. America has gone beyond daring the justice of God, and we're going to get a response. Has anybody ever taken the time to see the correlation between this government and what the people tolerate in this country? Because it's interesting that when we go back to our forefathers, and I'm talking about John Calvin, he said that when God judges a nation, he appoints wicked men to rule over them. Is that where we're at today? Is God chastising America? Is he judging America? There's a difference, because he chastises those that he loves. He judges those that have not taken heed to his commandments. But look where we're at today again, friends. And I'm definitely not here on the radio today to highlight anything that this president has to say or the state-controlled narrative. I'm here to stand against everything that they're attempting to do. You know, because, again, friends, the president, he has a whole entourage of Secret Service that protect his little fanny. And his kids at school. Our Congress is defended by guns. Celebrities are defended by guns. Sports events are defended by guns. Jewelry stores, banks, office buildings, factories, and the courts are all defended by those that bear arms. But where is this administration attempting to put the people? In a position to make them a prey at length. Look at any country that has been disarmed unlawfully, friends. Going back to our forefathers, Thomas Jefferson said in Virginia Constitution Draft 1, 1776, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. George Washington, first annual address to both House of Congress, January 8, 1790. See how it contradicts everything this foreign government's attempting to do to us, America? A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined, George Washington. A free people. Then why is that? Because Thomas Jefferson understood what tyrants were always attempting to do. Thomas Jefferson, in a letter to James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said January 30th, 1787, I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. You better bet your bottom dollar. And that goes back to the first segment when we were talking about men that are willing to stand up and fight for what's been given unto them at such a high price. And it was also Thomas Jefferson, in another letter to James Madison, December 20, 1787, he said, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? This is your forefathers, friends. Let them take arms, said Thomas Jefferson to James Madison. Here, let me say that again. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. I'll tell you what, when America begins to take that spirit on again, it's all over with, friends. Thomas Jefferson, 1774. Commonplace book, quoting 18th century criminologist, Mr. Beccarara. He said, "The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature, they disarm only those who are neither inclined or determined to commit crimes. Such law makes things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with a greater confidence than an armed man." Of course. Oh, and speaking of which, I do want to highlight yesterday when the Fruit Loop was shooting at people in that college, there was one individual that actually stood up and charged him. He was shot 7 times. That's what America is made out of. He's a former veteran that was willing to do it all over again, America. It was his little boy's birthday. And he wanted to make sure he was going to see his little boy again, so he took him out. Can you imagine how many lives he spared by attacking that criminal with a gun in his hand? Did you notice how I said that? A criminal with a gun in his hand? Because you got to keep in mind, criminals never ask for permission to commit crime. Hello. Or for permits. Think. George Mason, referencing advice given to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith, the debates in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal constitution, June 14th, 1788, that just happens to be Flag Day, he said, "To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them." I'm going to say that again. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. Friends, you have rights, not privileges. There is no debate. George Mason said, I asked, speaking of the militia, as I was talking about earlier, I asked, who are the militia? He said, they consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. He put it into perspective, didn't he, friends? I ask, who are the militia? George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention June 4, 1788. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Yep. That are attempting to strip them of their rights that God has bestowed upon them. This is your forefathers, friends. Noah Webster, An Examination of the Leading Principles of the Federal Constitution, October 10, 1787, said, "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed." What are they trying to establish, friends? They're trying to federalize the police in certain states, but we can see that's being torn down because the people are standing up. Why are they trying to federalize the police? Listen again. Noah Webster, "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops." Why is the President of the United States attempting to dismantle your military by empowering those that hate your guts? "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed. Never let a good crisis go to waste." James Madison, again, Federalist Papers, number 46, January 29, 1788, said, "Besides the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which the people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms a barrier against the enterprises of ambition more insurmountable than any which a simple government of any form can admit of. Friends, the great problem criminals are having in government today is the fact that you are an armed people. Folks, there is no debate.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, friends. Just bringing forth points of reference. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I was talking about the federal militarization of police. That was in the state of Montana. It was just blocked by the people in Montana, friends. Why are they trying to militarize our police? I'm giving you quotes from our forefathers who contradict everything that's going on in your country today. You've been given every prophetic warning, friends, from our forefathers as to what to tolerate and to what not tolerate. What not to tolerate. I wanted to highlight, too, friends, speaking of bravery again, U.S. Marines are sending a warning to Muslim jihadists all across America. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. It's God's job to judge the terrorists. It's our mission to arrange the meeting. So let's highlight men of God, men of righteousness, men of valor, instead of the effeminate pansy in the White House and his little sodomites that he prefers over that of the heterosexual in the way. He's at war with the laws of nature and nature's God, friends. I mean, there's just no getting around it. As a matter of fact, Obama to Christians, he just recently said, September 30th, he said, sodomy is more important than religious freedom. He is a devil. He is a devil. But again, going back to what John Calvin said, God appoints wicked men over nations when he judges them. That's why you have a Barack Hussein Obama. And I also wanted to let you know, too, before I get back to the forefather quotes, have you been out, Fox, that piece that I did on Monday and Tuesday concerning an expose on the criminal media? Folks, do check it out. Have you been outfoxed? Check it out online. I did a video for you. I think that you'll enjoy. You can see them say it for themselves as to what is going on concerning the state-controlled narrative, how it's bought and paid for, and it's controlled, the journalists are, by the CIA. And there is six corporations worldwide that operate and own the state-controlled media. So that's why you're getting the same news, because it's all coming from the same source, from all the different outlets. Boy, can you imagine that, coming back home and telling your wife and your kids, yeah, today I lied to the American people, man. Well, I got paid good for it, though. You know, I sold my soul to the devil, and this is what I'm going to inherit. Yep, hell. And you deserve it. Going back to what our forefathers had rightly said, going back to James Madison, fourth president again, Annals of Congress, 434, June 8, 1789, he said, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated. A well-regulated militia, which you are, composed of the body of the people, said James Madison. Who's the militia? You are, America. Trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. He goes on, the ultimate authority, wherever the derivative may be found, resides in the people alone. But what do we hear? We hear from those that rule the free world, as they would call themselves, the despots. You know, we need more. Can you get that teleprompter working for me there, fella? Because I'm getting messed up, saith the president. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, but they've been there since day one. I'm having a good time, man. People really think I'm really cooler than I really am. I think he's the only one that probably thinks that. But necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. We better do something about it now. We better do something about it now. Folks, that's the argument of tyrants. And it's the creed of slaves, said William Pitt in a speech in the House of Commons, November 18, 1783. Now, let's go to Richard Henry Lee, a federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. Going back to those that established the freedoms in which we've been given. By God. In essence, they were showing you the magnanimity of God's moral law and God's grace. He said, a militia, when properly formed, are in the fact the people themselves, and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Let's contrast how the young are taught in America today. They're taught through Hollywood how to commit the crime, which is completely, folks, that stands in complete contradiction of what's been established in this country. But again, the Supreme Court, because the American people believe that they were above the law, they've sanctioned it. That's, you know, it's free speech. Hollywood can go ahead and teach the people how to commit the crime all day long if they want to. They have free speech. No. We don't have the freedom to violate law, Charles D. Montesquieu. And then they go to school, and then they're taught that we need to get rid of guns because guns are bad. And then we have the state-controlled narrative trying to set the narrative through the papers and through the state-controlled media on a daily basis, talking about how bad guns are. Well, then why do you have them? That's all these young people have to ask. Why do you have them? Patrick Henry said, a Sons of Liberty, speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun, said Patrick Henry. No wonder why the atheists are, in the revisionists are attempting to brainwash you into believing that our forefathers were the opposite of what in fact they are. But see, folks, truth demands a response, doesn't it? And truth always exposes the lie. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're giving it to you straight from our forefathers. I mean, I could go on for 4 hours today. Alexander Hamilton said, Federalist number 25, the Federalist Papers, December 21st, 1787, for it is the truth which the experience of ages has attested that people are always most in danger when the means of injuring their rights are in the possession of those whom they entertain the least suspicion. Everybody's suspect of this criminal and this criminal's administration. Good for them. Good for them. Tench Cox, Philadelphia Federal Gazette, June 18, 1789, said this. He said, as civil rulers, not having their duty to the people before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military force and forces which must be occasionally raised to defend our country might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Folks, going back to what took place yesterday in Oregon, why is the state-controlled narrative there to try to pull you into a gun debate? Because if they can get you into a debate, folks, they can attempt to gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights through more legislation. See, they're legislating away the laws in which they're to enforce. So that's why you need to stay out of debate, because, again, friends, there is no debate. There's only one objective by this administration, and that is to disarm the people. And he whines about it on a daily basis. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to set the record straight before a just and a holy God, first and foremost. Because it's still a mercy of God that you still have rights in the first place to bear arms. And I would say it should put a chill up everybody's back that your government's trying to disarm you through every gun fight that we see. Isn't it interesting how the state-controlled media always highlights gun violence? You know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? And the first thing that happens when they see that, you know, if, for example, the President of the United States was protected by the Secret Service and they shot a guy down that was attempting to harm him, the state-controlled media would be praising the Secret Service for defending the President. But they mean to not praise the American people, the law-abiding gun owners, for defending themselves and their families. No, they have to do that on their own. And folks, that's what the people are obligated to do in this country in the first place. When the government no longer does it, you have to do it as unto yourselves. But the fact of the matter is, they demonize you for owning a gun. But not if it defends the criminal in chief. There's so many different branches to this tree, friends, but we need to think about what's going on here. Friends, I want to end the show with this. There is no debate. Don't get caught up in a debate. You have rights. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. manipulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.